fi clawd mae gac yn dwy gam y clwt o'ch i'ch dysgu o hor yn o rai yw a yw rif o raw gael o hor yn o rai yw a gam y clwt o'ch i'ch dylitr a gys misl ac ymhein i hor yn o rai yw a yw rif o raw gael o hor yn o rai yw Gain a chwal yn dwy weeks mor ma fwy A gwrn mi hein o'r stor yn o Rai yw a yw rif o Raw yw gael a hor yn o Rai yw a hi mi bat a mac yn cywys Ha ma gyn ein chyc a neud i hor yn o Rai yw a yw rif o Raw yw gael a hor yn o Rai yw a hi mi bat a mac a rŵ Sheen a shul for one need a hor no Rai yw a yw rif o raw gael a hor no Rai yw a
40 of the world's best Celtic musicians will move into the eastern townships to play in churches and small halls, to mingle in cafes, to share their passion for Celtic music, history and song with the local communities. Celtic Harmonies International Festival will take place October 4th to 13th in 7 municipalities. Celtic song and dance during one of the most colorful times of the year. It really sounds beautiful, and I'm pleased to have joined me April Donahue, director of the festival.
Welcome, April. What is it that we were just listening to?
That was Mary Jane Lamond, the Gaelic singer from Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. She's coming to our festival for the opening. And she's, I'd say, the most recognizable Gaelic voice out of Cape Breton.
And now this is your second edition, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Was it last year that you held one?
2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago?
Yeah, it takes us a couple of years to get this thing planned. It's very international. We bring 40 musicians, as you know, from all over the world. And we have to raise money, so it takes us 2 years to do this so we can keep the ticket prices nice and low for everyone.
Wow, there's a lot of planning involved, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's all volunteers.
Oh, it's all volunteers.
Yeah, there's no paid staff. We're really working hard as a team. I mean, there's professionals behind it because I have an event management company that mm-hmm. I earn my living from. But we do all this pro bono.
Okay. Yeah. Now, this is going to take place, once again, October 5th to the 13th. Now, where exactly?
Well, we're centering it in Knowlton. So the workshops, most of the daytime activities will be in Knowlton. But we do concerts every night of the week, starting on the Saturday, the 5th of October, all the way through to Sunday, the 13th. And we have concerts in different locations, like the two Saturdays, they're at Massey Vanier Auditorium in Cowansville. The two Sundays are at the beautiful Maison de la Culture in Waterloo. And then in the week, we have one in Bromont on Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday are in Knowlton. Thursdays in South Stookley in a nice little church that was converted. Pews are removed. And Friday night is a dance in a wonderful historic barn in Austin.
So if we want to catch all 10 of them, that's possible. There never will be like two simultaneous concerts that
no,
going on.
No, you can go to every one of them. And if you want to go to Montreal on the 4th, the day before it all starts, the Friday night, we're doing a sampler, a Celtic Harmonies sampler at the beautiful, huge Théâtre L'Olympia on St. Catherine Street East. So we're going to have some of our best artists playing there, but not for as long, mm-hmm. just like a little sampling of them, just to, as a teaser to get those Montrealers to come on out for the rest of the festival.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now, Celtic music, what exactly is Celtic music?
Well, that's a good question, and depending on who you ask, you'll probably have different answers, but the way we view it is music that has its source in the eight Celtic nations, meaning mm-hmm. Ireland, Scotland, Brittany, I'm going by memory now, but Wales, Isle of Man, Cornwall, if I start naming them all,
mm-hmm.
the north of Spain, Galicia and Asturias. So it's the music that has its roots in those places, but it's not necessarily all old music.
Mm-hmm.
For example, there's Celtic jazz, there's Celtic fusions, there's Celtic, like we're doing an Afro-Celtic concert on the Tuesday night, I believe. with Celtic musicians who play with the jazzy flair, and have some guest musicians from Senegal and Ivory Coast. So there's all kinds of music, but we definitely have a lot of traditional, which is fiddling, bagpipes, step dancing, and feet, you know, and Quebecois traditional music.
Yeah, it
has its roots in Ireland. So we really celebrate the historical links between traditional Quebecois music and music of the old countries.
Okay. We had a little bit of a sample at the beginning of the interview, but now how about we have another little taste of it? What do you have for us now?
Well, I thought that you might want to listen to Keeping Up with Calum, which is an original composition by Cape Breton fiddler Wendy McIsaac. It shows you how a traditional fiddler can jazz it up a little bit.
Okay, so we'll listen to that now. So now, can you give us a sample of some of the other artists who will be playing?
Yes. We are expecting, for example, two musicians who are both members of the Irish supergroup Altan. We didn't bring Altan, but we brought them as individual musicians. So Dermot Byrne from Ireland this year won the prestigious TG4 Award for Traditional Musician of the Year in Ireland.
Wow.
He plays the button accordion, and you'll hear it like you've never heard it played. It's just so, he can make you cry, he can make you dance. It's just amazing to hear a musician like that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, this Buffalo in the Castle group that celebrates the influences of Irish music on old-time Appalachian U.S.-type music.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing Tony McManus from Scotland. He's arguably the best Celtic guitarist in the world, and that's not my opinion. That other musicians have said that famous guitarists like John Renbourn and Tommy Emmanuel said that. We're bringing, I go by countries, we're bringing Richard Wood from PEI. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard about him, but he played for everywhere from on the David Letterman show to playing for the Emperor of Japan, and he played for Canada's armed forces in Bosnia and Afghanistan. He's won 3 Canadian East Coast Music Awards. He's the most entertaining fiddler you can imagine. He step dances while he's fiddling, and he's really cute, too. of course, I mentioned Mary Jane Lamond from Cape Breton. She's the one who kind of put Ashley MacIsaac on the map. Well, together they both did, because she's the voice you hear on that hit single Sleepy Maggie that he had back in the late 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was Mary Jane's voice. So she's amazing. I almost forgot Liz Carroll from the United States. She is, I'd say, the best American, Irish-American fiddler. She was, when she was just 18 years old, she won the Senior All-Ireland Championship, so against Irish fiddlers, and astounded the world. And she was nominated for a Grammy in 2010, and it's very rare that you'll have traditional musicians nominated for Grammy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the mayor of Chicago proclaimed September 18th Liz Carroll Day in Chicago.
Wow.
She's hot stuff, and mm-hmm. she's coming. And many more. I mean, everyone is got a story like that.
Is that right? Yeah.
So I could go on for a long mm-hmm. time. But
well, it sounds like quite a very exciting lineup that you have there. And I think that we can go to your website and we can see some clips there and some video footage, can't we?
Exactly. We have footage on everybody, so you can really listen, take the time to make your choices. The workshops are worth mentioning because not only do we keep our ticket prices low, but workshops are almost given away. If you're 65 and over, it's $5 including tax, and $8 if not. And you spend an hour and a half in an intimate setting with these musicians and their instruments in their hands, and they'll talk about what they do. They'll play a little bit. You'll learn to sing some Gaelic songs. You'll learn some step dancing.
These are the workshops that are being offered at the time of the festival. So it's not just like listening to the musicians play, but we can also do other things?
Yeah. You can spend the afternoon or late morning going to these workshops. Also, if you wander Knowlton and you go into a cafe or a restaurant, odds are you're going to bump into musicians. There's mm-hmm. going to be Irish sessions, by the way, at the Relais in Knowlton, which is, if you've ever been to Ireland and walked into a pub and musicians are in a corner just playing, they're mm-hmm. not performing, they're just playing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have that ambiance in town. And the musicians that we chose to invite are musicians that will participate in each other's workshops and not just do a gig, get paid, and go home. They're staying all week with us.
Wow, that's nice.
So you're going to have Scottish and Irish and Breton from France accents all over the place.
Wow. What is your website so that we can go check this out?
It's www.CelticHarmonies.ca.
Okay. Now, what about tickets?
Most of the tickets are, at the moment, $32 regular, including tax. There's no fees added to that. Or $27 for if you're 65 and over or 12 and under.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the dance in the barn, the Festnos, which you'll learn the Breton dancing and the square dancing and everything, that's $24 regular and $19 if you're $19 if you're 65 and over.
So
or
you mean
12 and under.
Okay, so you mean you actually can have dancing lessons?
Yeah, this is the dance in the barn. Well, the workshops are like dancing lessons.
Is that
but
right?
If you go to the dance in the barn, it's called a Festnos. It's like going to a barn dance,
mm-hmm.
except that you're going to learn the dances because the people know that everybody doesn't know these dances. So we've got 4 guys from that are members of a group called De Temps en Temps, a Quebecois group, but they're actually all members of the Bottines Souriantes as well, the famous Quebecois traditional group, and 3 guys from Brittany, and they're going to be speaking in English and in French. It's going to be a very bilingual event, and they're going to call the stuff. They're going to tell people how to do these dances.
Oh.
So the Breton dances are like line dances. You hook up your little pinkies, and you dance
right?
Everybody doing this. They're not difficult. It's just
mm-hmm.
fun.
Yeah.
Square dancing can be a little more challenging, but when it's called by somebody and you have some people in the audience who know, you follow. And or you can just stay on the sidelines and watch and have fun.
Right,
but,
right.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be very, very beautiful, not only the beautiful music, but you've picked a beautiful time to do this with the autumn colors being at their peak at that time, I'm sure.
There was a reason for that, because the ancient Celts revered nature, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big link between nature and Celtic music. So our motto is, let nature soothe your soul, let the music feed your imagination.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, as I say goodbye, we're going to listen to just one more clip. And what is that?
The last clip, we were going to suggest Buffalo in the Castle, the group from Ireland that celebrates the influences of Irish music on Appalachian-style U.S. music.
Well, thank you very much for giving us the information today, and it's certainly an event that we do not want to miss.
Well, we hope we'll see you there and everybody else.
April O'Donohue, founder and president of Montreal Celtic Foundation. The event is taking place from October 5th to the 13th.